Samantha's story.
The longest walk I have ever taken was to school today. It's my last day here. Next year, I'm changing schools. I'm going to keep that a secret, though. One that I won't tell. I know that if you want to really keep a secret, you must never ever tell it to anyone. Actually, I don't think that anyone really cares, so it probably doesn't matter. Sometimes, things change so slowly that you don't even notice them. Then one morning, you wake up and realise that nothing around you is the same. You are the same person inside, but the people who you thought you could depend on have become someone else. My name is Samantha. I'm 13 years old, and this is my story. It began 4 or 5 months ago at school. At least that's when I think it started. A new girl called Linda came to our class after the Christmas holiday. She had moved here from Bristol. She seemed really nice. My best friend, Amanda, and I asked her to be with us after school. She was so interesting and new that time just flew by. The next morning when I got to school, I saw Amanda and Linda together in the hall outside our classroom. They were giggling. I asked them what was so funny, but they just said it was nothing. I didn't think anything about it. Linda had to introduce herself to our class that day. She was so smart and self-confident. I also noticed for the first time how tall and pretty she was. Nothing like me. In early February, during lunch break, a group of girls were sitting together in the atrium and I went to join them. We were all checking our messages and I saw that there was a new photo. It was of me standing next to Linda. I had on my worn-out school jumper and old skirt with blue knee socks. Linda looked great with her new school blazer, sparkling white blouse and pressed trousers. It was an awful picture of me, and Amanda had posted it. I quickly wrote back to her and told her to remove it, and she did, but the damage was still done. The weeks went by, and I noticed that Amanda and Linda always seemed to be together during the breaks. Then on Valentine's Day, I sent them both cards. I didn't get any from them. I was a bit disappointed, but pretended that I didn't care. In March, I sent Amanda a message one Friday after school to see if she wanted to go to a movie with me the next day, but she said that she was busy. I heard later that many of the girls had gone to the mall together on Saturday, and she was with them. No one had told me anything about it. I decided to try to forget about Amanda and started to hang out with some of the other girls. They were nice, but they almost never called or sent me messages. I mostly ended up going home straight from school and spending the evenings on the net or in front of the TV. It was a big change from how I had spent last year. My mum asked me about Amanda, and I told her that we weren't friends anymore. It was the month before the summer break that I started to feel really bad. One Wednesday morning, we had a special assembly. I got there quite early, went to my usual place and sat down. Everyone came into the auditorium and I ended up with empty seats on both sides. It was so embarrassing. I cried a little bit, but I don't think anyone noticed. The next day, I told my mum that I had a stomachache and stayed home from school. It didn't help at all. Last Monday, I went to the school cafeteria to have lunch. I carried my tray over to the table where my friends were sitting and set it down. I noticed that I hadn't remembered to get a fork and went back to the counter. When I returned, I saw that my tray had been moved. It was on another table. I suddenly felt cold and started shaking. I just walked out, leaving my tray and went to sit in the atrium. And now? Well, I'm on the way to my very last day at this school. I've told my parents everything. They decided to arrange for me to go to another school.